This is the Purple Project Podcast. Halloween weekend is upon us, folks. October 30th, 2021. Eddie Greer here. Just for a few more minutes. No, I'm not talking about football. Obviously, TCU here in a couple hours. We'll be stepping on the field with K-State here in Manhattan to take on our Wildcats. So, once again, the Wildcats and TCU coming off of different directions. Obviously, as I stated throughout the week on the Purple Podcast, K-State winning by one on the road, returning home here this afternoon to take on TCU. Lost to West Virginia last weekend. So, definitely, I will be out there, that's for sure. Me, the wife, and a friend of ours will be out there. So it's homecoming, and we'll see what the turnout is. And for K-State, still, again, I hate to repeat myself, but once again, I can't state this enough that they need to put together a streak here. They have opportunity to do that here, to keep on building those blocks, as we like to call it here on the Purple Podcast, and golden opportunity to get this done against TCU here in a couple of hours. I want to touch here real quick on volleyball here, as volleyball played two against Texas Tech and swept them. And in the first match, it had to take all five sets for K-State to knock out Texas Tech there in game one on Wednesday. And then Thursday, knocked out TCU 3-1. TCU did win the first set, but it was all K-State after that. 25-18, 25-19, 25-19, a three-game set streak there to cap it off for Susie Fritz's ball club. And now K-State now is 500 in Big 12 play, sitting at 5-5 and 14-7 overall. And they're going to be entering into their final bye week of the season. And that's a good way to go into your bye week after kind of an up and down week, but they end the week sweeping I think my mind's on TCU today. Texas Tech, they swept Texas Tech. Let's get it. All right, Aaliyah Carter placed the Wildcats with 13 more kills in this game, too. 12 digs. Holly Bonfish with a dozen kills, while Sydney Bolding put down 11 kills. This is the first time I've called her name when it comes to volleyball. And of course, she was one of those transfers along with Haley Warner coming into the season, so it's nice to hear her. And speaking of Haley Warner, she added 10 more kills and 5 blocks as well. Bolding, going back to her real quick, was one kill shy of her season high as a junior middle blocker, committed just one error on 18 attacks in her turning into her match high hitting percentage as well. She logged 5 kills on 7 attempts without an error in the Knights' final set, while defensively she picked up 5 blocks in set three alone as well. Tiana Adams Cannoli dished out 47 assists, with 5 players recording at least 8 kills. The Cats finished with a .223 team hitting percentage to Tech's .14 as well. Mackenzie Morris, of course, a couple weeks ago, the defensive Big 12 player of the week, turned out 67 digs. Actually, that's a total of 67 digs, but a total by the team. But Morris single-handedly had 22. Jackie Smith, 11. Lauren Hinkle had added 9 and 3 aces as well. And kind of to jump in on one of Susie Fritz's quotes, quote, "We can't do any of that stuff without them." And then she goes on to say, quote, "I thought the small ball stuff, the stuff that nobody notices but allows us to kill it and block it. I thought the combination of their defensive effort and what they were accomplishing with their serving, you saw Lauren Hinkle go back there, put together a really nice run, and Jackie Smith and Mac, of course that's Mackenzie Morris. I thought they were terrific, just a really good match for that whole core." Yes. So, you know, I started this week saying, you know, it's kind of disappointing to see, you know, this team kind of struggle a little bit after so much positive last year with a good core. They still got a really good core of young girls on this team, and they can reel off some more wins here to end the season. So we'll see what happens
coming up after they come off the bye week. So no games for volleyball team this upcoming week. And then of note here, again, K-State swept the season series with Texas Tech for the second straight season and extended its winning streak overall against Texas Tech Red Raiders. 2-5 matches overall. The Cats head in their final bye week, as I just said. And the next time they hit the court, it'll be against Iowa State, November 11th and 13th at Hilton Coliseum. Oh, boy. Oh, good old Hilton Magic. We're going to be seeing that in basketball. Both matches will be with the Cyclones will air on the Big 12 now on ESPN Plus and the ESPN app as well. So some good momentum for Susie Fritz's volleyball team. And, of course, two things here of note before we sign out here, because I got to get ready to go to a football game. K-State moves to 8-3 in four match sets this season. That is impressive right there, especially bouncing back from an opening set loss to the Red Raiders on Thursday night. And the Cats improved to 6-6 this season when dropping the opening set. I just said. So those come hand-in-hand right there. So, even, I mean, there's plenty of time in volleyball, but you got to get off to a good start. But apparently, 500 ball, that's not bad for the volleyball team as they head into the bye week. And they will be getting themselves refreshed and getting ready to go to Ames, Iowa to take on Iowa State in, let's just call it, a week and a half from right now. We'll put a pin on this for now. The Pro Project Podcast Daily. Find it wherever you get your podcast: Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Spotify, Amazon, and more. The Purple Project Podcast. We're about to head back to Bill Snyder Family Stadium for another home game. I remember what happened the last time. Iowa State jumped on K-State. I wasn't there in person, but they jumped on them. And it's going to be important for K-State to get on these guys. But, you know, these matches with TCU, they're like defensive battles, hard nose, get on the ground, physical matches, as we have seen over the years since TCU has come into the Big 12. You have to get it done today. There's just no excuse about it. I mean, obviously, KU waiting in wings next weekend. So it was, let's put our eyes on this game. Let's take care of business today, and we'll get ready for KU after this week, after Halloween weekend wraps up. For now, happy Halloween, folks. I know it's a day early. Happy Halloween this weekend. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. Eddie Greer signing out. Purple Project Podcast.